Only, huh?
Yeah. File item number one, AB 472, Frazier, for reconsideration. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
We have a quorum.
Oh, we don't have a quorum yet. One, two, three. Don't you guys make a quorum? Come on, you guys are important. Okay, we can't take those up, but chair recommends reconsideration on both file item number one and two. As soon as we get a quorum, we'll do that. Two's got pulled. What do I know? Okay, two got pulled. Oh, it says it right there. Okay, we'll take those up as soon as there's no hearing on that, which is for reconsideration, and we will take that up as soon as we get a quorum. File item number three, AB 524, Bigelow. We'll hear as a come on down. We'll hear there's a subcommittee.
Huh? Frazier can leave now.
Frazier can go.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Reconsideration.
No, this is a real bill.
I know it's a real bill, but you are under reconsideration, right?
Mm-mm. No.
No? Oh, we pulled it last time. That's right. You pulled it.
Moment, Mr.
Okay, this is it. All right. Show us the money.
Dice here with you.
Show us what you got, sir.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank all the committee and the staff for working with my office, and note that I will be taking and accepting the proposed amendments on AB 524. Today, I'd like to present AB 524, a measure that will enable vulnerable rural communities and counties to prevent catastrophic wildfires. In 2015, the Butte Fire devastated both Amador and Calaveras County. This bill will direct the penalty monies collected as a result of this blaze to go towards the state's Responsibility Area Fire Prevention Fund. Wildfires have been and will continue to be an issue for our great state, no matter what district we live in. We all face impending fires of great devastation. The $8.3 million in penalties is an additional revenue that can help ease the financial burden placed on rural communities. AB 524 allocates the full amount of this fine, ensuring that this money is put to good use. Mr. Chairman and members, when it's time, I would respectfully ask for your aye vote on the details of this bill.
Those in favor? Those speaking in favor.
Okay, well, I guess we'll start with me. I'm Stacey Heaton with the Rural County Representatives of California, and I also represent RCRC on the Governor's Tree Mortality Task Force, as well as the Forest Climate Action Team. This is a very important allocation that this bill is asking for. We have 102 million dead trees in our forests in the central and southern Sierras right now. We're also under great threat from catastrophic wildfire in those areas. And someone made the point this morning on Twitter that while everyone was looking at the eclipse yesterday, a wildfire broke out in Yosemite. You know, I mean, we're facing this every single day. We're right in the thick of wildfire season. While we're getting some resources, it never feels like it's enough. We're dealing in our counties right now with private landowners that simply don't have the money and resources to remove bug kill trees off their properties because they're low-income folks that are on fixed incomes. Those trees are in danger of catching fire or falling over. It's a public health and safety matter as well. And these resources would go a long way in helping with some of these things, as well as looking towards the long-term tree mortality mitigation and wildfire prevention that needs to happen out in the forest right now. So we urge your aye vote this morning.
Thank you. Others in support?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Melissa Emmel with Scheuter Antwi here on behalf of the Madera County Board of Supervisors in support for the benefits that this bill would have for fire prevention in Madera County. Thank you.
Thank you. Any opposition to the measure? Questions from the members? Can we call for a bill's been moved. We have a quorum. Can we call for a quorum? We're calling. Hang out, but hopefully we get somebody coming down in a second and we'll get this thing. We'll light this puppy up, huh? I want to know how you know there's 102 million trees. Did you count them yourself?
The Forest Service did.
How do we know that to be the case?
Well, as far as the measure that we can trust the U.S. Forest Service's aerial surveys, that's how we know.
That is actually a very good question. There have been a number of surveys that have done in the last couple of years. The Tree Mortality Task Force spent a great deal of time, and also our own CAL FIRE has done a great deal of research on this by grid surveys through aerial photography, and they have made a determination in the affected counties, and that's up and down the state. Basically, if you take from Kern County, which is affected, all the way up through the Amador County area, we are able to identify the trees that are most heavily impacted with the greatest of loss.
I just want to tell you something, that there's a senator on this body that I was sitting drinking with one night, and he told me he counted all the trees, and it's actually 101 million trees. I'm not going to mention his name.
Well, you should probably expect that number to go up pretty soon. The news aerials are going to come out in about another couple of weeks. So hopefully you recounted.
But I think you make a really good point has been made. And I don't know that I need to continue selling it, but when we take a look at the recent fires, whether it's the new Butte Fire in Yosemite, we look at the Empire Fire, they were smoking out heavily, the folks over in Mono County, and this last two weekends have been their greatest tourism weeks for this time of the season. And unfortunately, a lot of folks were impacted by that. And then compound that with now the South Fork Fire, which has gone to several thousand acres, and we had to evacuate the Wawona camping area and a resort. That, it's huge. But we've also seen tens of thousands of acres burned in my district, I like to include everybody in it, and throughout the state we're seeing devastation. These dollars are going to be made available, and they're much needed to protect our forests if we can get people on the ground. I tried to fill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. There's one, two, three, four, there's only one more, right? It's a big problem. The tree problem is a gigantic problem. That was painted 100 years ago.
Hat, maybe. Do you have to have various folks take care of the hat while you're presenting?
No. No, I just laid it down, and Jennifer was very kind and scooped it right up.
Are you allowed to wear the hat during presentation?
No.
That would add to the feeling.
There's really no rules.
Can we amend the rules to allow for members to?
Ain't such a rule. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, okay. I think it would add to your, yeah.
Yeah, some people
it's important. How, if you identify with a hat, you should be able to identify with a hat.
y'all got up mighty early, didn't you?
Yes.
No, it's not that we got up early.
Unlike
we just
the rest
did.
Of our colleagues.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you could be up for a television commercial for Rogaine without the cap. We can understand where you could be marketing yourself.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of us, Senator, that are in the game here, Rogaine era.
I should wear a hat like you to kind of disguise it.
I was not blessed with a lineage of folks who have a lot of hair later in life. I do not have a Vidac head of hair.
All right, here we are. All right.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Hertzberg.
Here.
President Stone.
Here.
Stone here. Allen.
Present.
Allen present. Atkins. Here. Atkins here. Hueso. Jackson. Manning. Stern. Vidac.
Quorum is present. Vidac, we have here. A motion by, who made the motion? I heard a motion. Senator Stone, I think, made the motion. Anything further? Nothing. Hearing further. Secretary, call the roll.
This is due pass as amended to the Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Communications. Senators Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Stone.
Aye.
Stone, aye. Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Hueso. Jackson. Manning. Stern. Vidac.
Aye.
Vidac, aye.
Measure is out. We'll hold the roll open for other members to add on. Thank you very much for your patience,
you, members,
your sense of humor, and for your hat.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Do we have a motion on file item number two?
For reconsideration.
File item one, excuse me, two is taken off. Two, AB 472, Frazier. This is a motion just for reconsideration. Do we have a motion?
Yes.
So move. Secretary call the roll.
Senators Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Stone.
Aye.
Stone, aye. Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Hueso, Jackson, Monning, Stern, Vidak.
Motions.
Vidak, aye.
Matters reconsidered. We'll hold the roll open for another 5 minutes for members to come on down and add on. Thank you very much. Thanks for your patience. Thank you, Mr. Allen.
Okay.
That was painless.
Yeah.
Senator Stern with a big cup of coffee. Yes. Wait just 1 minute to beat anybody else before I tell you.
Well, that's good.
Well done. Consideration, sir. AB 472, Frazier, 50, Secretary Colorado.
Senators Hueso, Jackson, Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Stern.
Aye.
Stern, aye.
7-0, we'll hold that open. File item number 3, AB 524, Bigelow, 5-0, Secretary Colorado.
Senators Hueso, Jackson, Monning.
Aye.
Aye. Monning, aye. Stern.
Aye.
Stern, aye.
Thank you. 7-0, we'll hold it open. Thank you, gentlemen.
Amazing. See you in a while. Okay, sir. Thank you. But let me know. But here's what we'll do.
On file item number, let's open the roll and file item number one.
Yeah.
Okay, Senator Jackson, file item number one just for reconsideration, AB 472. Didn't ask for reconsideration last time. We're granting reconsideration. Vote is 7-0. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Hueso, Jackson.
Aye.
Jackson, aye.
Okay, that's 8-0. We'll hold the roll open. Next, file item number three, AB 524. Bigelow, it's 7-0, correct? No, yeah, 7-0. Secretary, hold the roll.
Senator Hueso, Jackson.
Aye.
Jackson, aye.
8-0, hold the roll open. Thank you very much.
All right, so I have to go back down to my women judges. You should.
For reconsideration, vote only AB 472. Frazier, Secretary, open the roll.
Senator Hueso. Hueso, aye.
9-0, measure is out. Next, file item number three, AB 524, Bigelow, Secretary, open the roll.
Senator Hueso.
Okay, not voting. 8-0, measure is out. Thank you very much. Committee is adjourned. You think so?